بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Respected brothers, the reminder today is regarding Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment or the Hereafter. And as Muslims, we differ from the non-Muslims. One of the differences is we believe in Allah and the final day, and they don't believe in Allah and the final day. So one of the six pillars of our iman is al-iman bil yawm al-akhir, having iman in the final day. And so if we have iman in the final day and they don't have iman in the final day, then our life and how we view our existence upon this earth has to be different from their lives and how they view their existence upon this earth. So if we as Muslims believe in al-imanu bil yawm al-akhir, then that means we have to prepare for al-yawm al-akhir. And those who don't believe in al-yawm al-akhir, the final day, then for them, this life and this world is everything. Any difficulties which they go through, for them this is the biggest difficulty in this life. And any pleasure which they go through, for them this is the biggest pleasure. The Muslim, the mu'min who believes in Allah, believes in the final day, he knows that I might go through some difficulty in this life, but there may be a difficulty which is even more severe in the hereafter. And I might find some reward and delight in this life, but in the hereafter, there's a greater reward and a greater delight. And for this reason, the intelligent person should invest where he's living according to how long he lives. You should invest in a place according to how long you are going to live in that place. So Allah subhanahu has created three abodes. Ad-dunya, Al-Barzakh and the Akhirah. The dunya is the abode of this world which we are living. And then the Barzakh is the life in the grave. And then the Akhirah is the hereafter. And your investment in each one of these abodes should be according to how long you are going to live. The dunya, you're going to live in the dunya for the shortest amount of time. And then the life in the barzakh, the grave, is longer than the dunya. And then the akhirah is longer than the barzakh because it is eternal. And therefore it doesn't make sense for a person to concentrate and place all his investments in this dunya and he's negligent over the barzakh and he's negligent over the akhirah. And the minute you were born, the minute you were born from the womb of your mother, from that minute onwards, you are going towards your akhirah, going towards your barzakh. After the first breath which you took, the dunya and the akhirah are competing against each other. And Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, "Irtahalatid dunya mudbira," that the dunya has begun its journey. However, it is going away from you. "Wartahalatil akhira muqbila," and the akhira has also begun its journey, but it is coming towards you. So, as soon as you come into this world, then these two abodes are competing with each other. They've started on their journey. The difference is that the dunya is leaving you, day by day it's leaving you, and the Akhirah is coming towards you and it is facing you day by day. And then he said, radiallahu an, وَلِكُلِّ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And for each one of them are children. There are children of the dunya and there are children of the Akhirah. He said, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Be from the children of the Akhirah, do not be from the children of the dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمِ عَمَلْ بِلَا حِسَابٍ. Because today, there is an opportunity for you to do actions, righteous actions. وَلَا حِسَابٍ. But there is no reward, no punishment, no accountability, no questioning. Meaning, in this life, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed you two paths. He showed you to the path to goodness, and He also showed you the path to evil. And then Allah gave you skills and an intellect and a choice. And you are free to choose whichever path you want. You want to do goodness, here's the path, you have the skills and ability, do goodness. And if you want to do evil, here's the path and you have the skills and the abilities to do evil. The choice is yours. And in this dunya, there is no accountability, no hisab. But then he said, radiallahu an, وَالْغَدْ حِسَابٌ بِلَا عَمَلٍ. However, tomorrow, there is accountability. There is questioning. There is reward and punishment. And there are no more opportunities for a person to do any actions. And when death comes to a person, people will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتَ. People will say, oh my Lord, take me back to the dunya, so I can do the righteous actions which I left. But people will not be allowed to come back to the dunya. So the point is that whilst we are living in this dunya, we have to try our best to prepare and invest in the akhirah. As I mentioned, there are these three abodes. There is the dunya, which is this world. Then there is the barzakh. And the barzakh is the life of a person in the grave between the dunya and between the akhirah. And then there is the akhirah. And the akhirah is the final abode of a person. For those who did good and those who died upon tawheed, may Allah make us from them Jannah. And for those who did evil and disobeyed Allah and His Messenger and rejected Iman, for them is the fire, may Allah protect us. But before a person goes to the final abode, he passes by a day. And this day is Yawm al-Qiyamah. And only after the passing of this day will then a person go towards his final abode, good or bad and whatever it is. This day, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah mentioned for it many different names. In the Quran and in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are many different names for this day, for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Can anybody amongst the brothers, if you put your hand up, can you mention a name, a different name of Yawm al-Qiyamah in the Quran, in the hadith? Go ahead. Yawm al-Din, good. Yawm al-Din. And the reason why it is called Yawm al-Din, because the meaning, the word deen has two meanings. One meaning of ad-deen is actions. The other meaning of ad-deen is the reward and the punishment for actions. So Yawm al-Qiyamah is called Yawm al-Deen because there will be the reward and the punishment for the actions. Another name of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Deen, any other name? Yawm al-Hisab. And the meaning of Hisab is accountability, in which a person will be held responsible for his deeds, good and evil. Any other name? And it must be 15, 20, 25 different names. Yawm al-Ba'ath. And the meaning of Ba'ath is resurrection. زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا. The disbelievers claim that they will not be sent and resurrected. So يوم البعث, we call it البعث بعد الموت, the resurrection or the sending after death. Any other name? Of course, يوم الآخرة, which is the final day, and many other names. Firstly, الساعة, the hour. And then, يوم القارعة, and الحاقة, and الواقعة, and الطامة, الصاخة, and الغاشية, يوم الجزاء, يوم الفصل, يوم الجمع, الآزفة, اليوم الموعود, يوم الوعيد. All of these names, which if you read جزء عما, you'll come across these names. All of these names refer to يوم القيامة. And when the ulama speak about يوم القيامة, they speak about two main things. أشراط الساعة and أحوال الساعة. So the study of الإيمان باليوم الآخر, it is divided into two separate areas. One is called أشراط of the final day, and the other one is called أحوال of the final day. أشراط الساعة, i.e. the signs before the day of judgment. Meaning before the day of judgment occurs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place certain signs and indicators that يوم القيامة is coming. And then أحوال يوم القيامة are the events which will occur on يوم القيامة. After the trumpet has been blown, the events which will occur on يوم القيامة. And of course, the study of الإيمان باليوم الآخر and يوم القيامة and the signs, indicators and the events, it takes more than a lesson or a sitting. So we're going to concentrate بإذن الله on the signs of the day of resurrection. And also the ulama, they divide the signs of the day of resurrection into two types. Al-Ashrat al-Kubra and Al-Ashrat al-Sughra. The major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah and the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The difference between the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah and the major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is that the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, it refers to the general state of affairs which will happen upon the earth, which will occur upon the earth. How, generally speaking, how things will be and the state of the people as Yawm al-Qiyamah approaches. And also some specific incidents which will occur. As for the major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are 10 or 11 specific incidents, specific events which will occur before Yawm al-Qiyamah, and these major signs indicate that now it is very, very close. And the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the scholars then classify into different types. Some minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah which have already occurred, they have come and gone and finished, those prophecies became true. And then minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah which have occurred and they continue to occur and maybe they will increase as time goes on. And then minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah which haven't yet occurred but they will occur. And then after this are the major signs. And there are many minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The first minor sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah, subhanallah, is the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came upon this earth and then he died and he left this earth, this is the first indicator of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Bu'ithtu ana was-sa'a kahatain." That I was sent and the hour like this. Meaning between my death and between Yawm al-Qiyamah is like the distance between these two fingers. And so, the first sign and indicator of Yawm al-Qiyamah, it is the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he was Khatam al-Nabiyyin, he was the final Prophet, and we are the final Ummah. And when we say final Prophet and final Ummah, final how? Meaning before Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then, before Yawm al-Qiyamah, there will be no other Prophet and no other Ummah apart from your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Ummah. The second, so this happened, it occurred and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. The second minor sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah was the splitting of the moon. And that is that during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people used to ask for a sign. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he pointed towards the moon, and by the permission of Allah, the moon split. And this was a sign or a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this splitting of the moon, this was also an indicator that Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to come. And Allah mentioned this in Surah Al-Qamar. He said, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةِ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, that the hour has come close and the moon has split. And this is the first and second ayah of Surah Al-Qamar. So the splitting of the moon, it happened and it occurred, and this was an indicator of Yawm Al-Qiyamah approaching. And as I mentioned, this happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he bore witness to it. And he said, بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that one day whilst we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Mina, إِذْ انْفَلَقَ الْقَمَرِ, when all of a sudden the moon split. The third sign, minor sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prophesied there would be an enormous fire which would emanate from Hijaz. And Hijaz is the area of Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Taif. All of this is known as Hijaz. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied that this fire from Hijaz will be so great and so enormous that even a town called Busra, which is in Sham, in Syria, the people there will be able to see the light or the radiation of this fire. And this, subhanAllah, it also occurred. And it occurred in 654 Hijri. 654 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was an enormous fire in Hijaz, and the people of Sham, they could see the light of this fire. In fact, Al-Imam al-Nawawi, and he lived during this era, I remember he lived in Dimashq, and he mentions, and this is in his explanation of Sahih Muslim, he said, خَرَجَتْ فِي زَمَانِنَا نَارٌ بِالْمَدِينَةِ, that during our era, a fire appeared in Al-Madina. And this was سَنَةَ أَرْبَعَ وَخَمْسِينَ وَسِتَّمِيَةً, 654 Hijri. وَكَانَتْ نَارًا عَظِيمَةً جِدًّا, and this was an enormous fire coming from Al-Madina. Also, from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, which has already occurred, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed that jizya will stop. And jizya is the tax which is upon the non-Muslim countries who say, we don't want to accept Islam and neither do we want to come under Islamic rule directly, but we will pay a jizya. We will pay a tax, a certain amount, and this is a type of peace between us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied that a time will come when the jizya will stop. And of course we are in this time now. Also, from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam truthfully informed, is that Jerusalem will be conquered. And this happened during the caliphate of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. In the 16th year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims, they conquered Jerusalem. Also from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah which occurred and they have finished is that the Prophet prophesied a plague which will occur. And that this plague, it will kill many Muslims, many people. And in the 18th year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a plague, and this plague was known as Ta'un Imwas, and it happened in Syria. And this was after Jerusalem and Palestine had been conquered. And many of the great Sahaba and the Hufad of the Quran, many of them, they died in this plague. And perhaps the greatest Sahabi who died in this plague was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. And he's one of the 10 who were given the glad tidings of paradise during his life. And the ulama mention that over 25,000 Muslims died in that plague. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered that whenever a plague comes to a particular area, nobody is allowed to leave the area and nobody is allowed to enter the area. Quarantine. Like it's done today, it is quarantine. So this also happened and it occurred. Also from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah will be people who claim that they are prophets. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يبعث دجالون كذابون. That the hour will not be established until دجالون كذابون appear. And the meaning of دجال here is liars. So liars will appear and they will be 30 in number. كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله. And all of them will claim that they are the messenger of Allah. And of course, throughout history, a number of people appeared who claimed prophethood. For example, Musaylamah al-Kadhab, who appeared during the time of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. And also in Yemen, Al-Aswad al-Anasi claimed prophethood. And of course, recently in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, Ghulam Mirza Ahmed Qadiani, who claimed prophethood. So all of these were indicators of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then there are other signs which occurred and they carry on occurring. So for example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the famous hadith of Jibreel, تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءَ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Then you'll see poor, barefooted, destitute, naked Bedouins, and they will compete with each other to construct lofty and high buildings. And now we see, subhanAllah, in those lands which only 60 years ago, the people only had dates, and they were living in the desert and they had nothing, just 60, 70 years ago. And now, the top 4 or 5 buildings in the world are in that area. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that the slave girl will give birth to her mistress. The slave girl here, she will have a child, and this child will be up there, i.e. the mistress. Also in the hadith of Jibreel. And the ulama, they gave different explanations to the meaning of this prophecy. Slave girl giving birth to a mistress, what does this mean? So from amongst the ulama are those who said that this means slavery will be abolished. So the mother will be a slave, and by the time she gives birth, slavery will be abolished, so her daughter and her children will be free people. So she is the slave girl, and her children, offspring, they are free. They are the masters and the mistress. And this also occurred. And slavery was abolished a number of years ago, 1930 or something, slavery was abolished. And some of the ulama mentioned that this relates to uquq al-walidain, disobedience to parents. That the parents are the masters and the children should be the servants. And a time will come where it's as if the children are the masters and the parents are masakeen. It's always scared to say anything or do anything. And subhanAllah, we're living in this time now. So you see parents scared to even say a word, scared to rebuke, scared to discipline. Why? If we say something, they will do, and they will complain, and this will happen, and they will run away. SubhanAllah, who's the master and who is the servant? Who's the one in authority and who is subservient? The other way around. And also the ulama mention that one of the meanings of this is inqilab al-umur, that things will be the wrong way around. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the mother will become like the slave, and the slave becomes the mistress, meaning things are the wrong way around. And this also occurs today. You see, subhanAllah, in many families, the women have taken the position of the husband. The husband are now like women. You see, subhanAllah, Allah ordered the women to drag their clothes below the ankle, and He ordered the men to raise their garments above their ankles. And now we see the opposite, that the men are dragging their clothes below their ankles and the women are raising their garments below their ankles, subhanAllah. So this is also one of the meanings. Also, from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah which are occurring and will occur, is like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, تَدَاعِي الْأُمَمْ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ, how the various nations, they will set upon the Muslim Ummah. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like hungry, starving people setting upon food which is on a table. And this is how the various nations will set against the Muslim Ummah. And this, subhanAllah, you see occurring. Whether it is Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan or Kashmir or Burma or Palestine, or India, like now in these past few days, genocide which is being ordered, all of this you see in front of you. Also, from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is, like we mentioned, how standards will change. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this. So much so that the liar will be trusted and the truthful one will not be trusted. And the trustworthy person, nobody will go near him. And the one who deceives and cheats, people will go towards that person. And also, that the ulama who have knowledge, people will not listen to. And those who have no knowledge, nothing, people will listen to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Huraira, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَاتٌ, that they will come upon the people years of deception. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ, the liar will be held to be truthful. وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ, and the truthful one will be rejected. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ, and the one who is treacherous and deceptive, he will be trusted. وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ, and the one who is trustworthy, nobody will trust him. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةِ, and in these years, the ruwaybida will speak. The ruwaybida. And the companions, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just as you're wondering, what does ruwaybida mean? They said, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةِ, O Messenger of Allah, what is the meaning of ruwaybida? Who are the ruwaybida? And the Prophet said, الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. He said, a person who himself is lost, ignorant, knows nothing, and yet he is going to speak about the major affairs of the Ummah. And this, subhanAllah, we see today. Great ulama of our religion, senior ulama of our religion, who call to the Quran and the Sunnah, and people disrespect and don't listen to them, and they reject their message. Great ulama in Saudi Arabia, great ulama in India, Pakistan, great ulama in Yemen, senior ulama, and yet people don't listen to them and give them names, scholars of the government, puppets of the government, this and that. And yet, subhanAllah, a person who is unknown appears on YouTube, doesn't know anything, not even practicing, and people begin listening to this person. And one of the clearest examples of this is what happened in the past 1 or 2 years, that extremist group ISIS, when it appeared. The ulama of this ummah, the senior ulama, they were saying to people, stay away from this group and stay away from going to these areas. And you had people who were unknown yesterday, all of a sudden, Khalifa of the Muslim Empire, Khalifa Baghdadi, the Khalifa, nobody knows him, nobody knows where he has come from. And then he begins ordering people to leave Manchester, leave Leicester, leave London. And subhanAllah, Muslim sisters, Pakistanis, Somalis, Arabs, leaving their houses and travelling to Syria, travelling to Iraq, leaving the advice of the senior ulama and listening to the Ruwaybidah. Ar-Rajul At-Tafih, an ignorant person, nobody, has no status in the religion. And yet he says, this is jihad, and this is, fulan is a kafir, and this ruler, you have to rebel against him. Indicator signs of Yawm Al-Qiyamah, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied. And also the Prophet prophesied the fitan. And the meaning of fitan is confusion and tests and chaos that will come before Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And these fitan are different types. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, firstly, he mentioned the fitna upon the religion of a person. And this we see around us today, how weak the Muslims have become when it comes to Islam and Tawheed and the Islamic personality. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna bayna yaday sa'a fitan." That before the hour, there will be confusion and trials and tests. He said, "Kaqita'il layl al-muzlim." And they will be so hidden, like the darkest part of the night. He said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That a person wakes up in the morning as a believer, and when the evening comes, he is a kafir. وَيُمْسِي فِيهَا الْمَرْءُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And in the evening, a person is a Muslim, a believer, and when the morning has come, that person has left the fold of Islam. And this also, ikhwati fillah, we see around us all the time. And also fitan when it comes to safety and security and general violence and chaos. And this we see all around the world, all around the Muslim world. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised us how we should be when this type of fitna comes. He said, satakunu fitan, that this confusion and these tests and this unrest will occur. He said, Al-Qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-Qa'im. That the one who is sitting during this unrest is better than the one who is standing. Wal-Qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-Mashi. And the one who is standing still is better than the one who is walking. Wal-Mashi khayrun min al-Sa'i. And the one who is slowly walking is better than the one who is running towards the fitna. مَنْ تَشَرَّفَ لَهَا. Whoever opens himself up to this fitna, تَسْتَشْرِفُهُ, then the fitna will overcome him. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِيهَا مَلْجَأ. And whoever finds refuge in that time of fitna, فَلْيَعِذْ بِهِ, then take refuge in it. And this means that when there is unrest outside, and when there is chaos, and when there is violence, and when there is rebellions and demonstrations and revolutions and all of these things, the Prophet advised, be far away from them. If you can sit, then don't stand. And if you can stand, then don't walk towards it. And if you can walk, then don't run towards it. I stay away from it. Be calm. Concentrate on your ibadah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the great reward of ibadah in the time of fitna. He said, العبادة في الهرج كهجرة إليا. That the reward of worship during this violence and chaos and unrest is like the reward of those people who made hijrah to me. So when this fitna occurs, we don't join these rebellions and demonstrations and chaos and picking up weapons and speaking and writing. No. The Muslim concentrates on ibadah and seeks refuge in Allah. Also, the fitna of the lack of knowledge and the spread of ignorance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna min ashrati sa'a," that verily from the signs of the hour, "and yurfa al ilm," that knowledge will be removed. "Wa yunshir al jahl," and ignorance will become widespread. "Wa yushrabul khamr," and khamr, alcohol, will be drunk. "Wa yadhhar al zina," and a zina, na'udhu billah, will occur. It will become apparent amongst the people. And subhanAllah, how strange it is that the Prophet mentioned that during the end of times, knowledge will become less and ignorance will become more. But if a person was to think logically, a person would think, but there's more knowledge now. There's more books. There's more avenues. Everything is at the tip of our fingers. A single button and we can find encyclopedias of Islamic knowledge. SubhanAllah, Imam al-Bukhari, for a single hadith, to collect a single hadith, he would travel all the way to Yemen. Thousands and thousands of miles on foot, on a donkey, for a single hadith. Now we have the press of a button and the whole book is in front of us. Yet despite this, there is more ignorance and there is less knowledge. Why? Because it is an indicator of Yawm al-Qiyamah, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied. Also, one of the types of fitan which he mentioned was killing and violence and murder. And that towards Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will become more and more. And also, if a person was to think logically, it should be the other way around. Meaning, the more advanced we become, the more civilized we become, then the less wars, the better our security, the better our forces, the better our technology, there should be less fighting, less violence and more peace. But we find, subhanAllah, we're living in a time where there's more violence and more chaos and more crimes and less security. And just look around the world. In the past 10, 15, 20 years, how many wars have been fought? Whether it is the kuffar between each other or against the Muslims or the Muslims between each other, how many wars have been fought? And now the streets of London are more dangerous than they were even 10 years ago. We hear every day on the news, knife crime and gangs and people being stabbed on the streets, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prophesied. And he said, "La taqumu sa'a hatta yakthur al-harj," that the hour will not be established until al-harj increases. And the companions asked the Prophet the same question which you have in your minds. What is the meaning of harj? They said, "Ya Rasulullah, wa mal harj?" "O Messenger of Allah, what is al-harj?" He said, "Al-qatl, al-qatl." Fighting, violence, killing, crimes. This is the meaning of al-harj. And he said that a time will come upon the people, "La yadri al-qatil fima yaqtul," that the one who is fighting and killing doesn't even know why he's fighting and killing. "Wa la yadri al-maqtul fima qutil," and the one who was killed will not know even why he was killed. And this also has occurred. These lands in which there is fighting, it isn't a clear two sides. Everybody is killing everybody. And this is why some of the ulama mentioned that there is no jihad in these places. Because jihad has certain rules, certain guidelines, and it is structured. What we have over there is just violence and chaos. And nobody knows which group they are fighting for and which group they are killing. And I remember when I was in Medina, we were sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And one of the senior ulama of Medina, his name is Sheikh Ali ibn Nasir al-Faqihi. And a group of Iraqi youth came to him. And they said to him, and we were sitting there, they said, "Ya Sheikh, in Iraq, there's these different group parties. This one, this one, this one, this one. Which party shall we join?" And before the Sheikh could answer, there was an old Iraqi person who was sitting with us. And he said, "I'll tell you the answer." He said, "In Iraq, there's no jihad, there's only fawda. There's only chaos. Everybody is killing everybody." He said, you leave your house, you look down, you go to the masjid, you pray your prayers, you look down, you come back to your house, and don't join any party. So this is the chaos that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied. Also, he mentioned how earthquakes will become abundant, and also how time will become close, and the places will become close to each other. He said, "Yataqarab al-zaman," the time will become close. Things which took us a year to do will take us a day to do, and this has also occurred now. So you can now order something from China, and within a week it is at your doorstep from the other side of the world. And the kuffar, they say that now we're living in a global village. I mean, the whole earth is like one village. You can reach anywhere instantly. At one time there was a telegram that took weeks and weeks to go and come back, and maybe by the time it returned, the person has passed away. Now there is an instant WhatsApp message, because يتقارب الزمان يتقارب المكان يتقارب الأسواق, the markets will become close to each other. We're seeing this already, and time and places will become close to each other. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how wealth will become abundant, and how the actions which are required to accumulate this wealth will be least amount of actions, and how we said the marketplaces will become close to each other, and how there will be so much wealth, nobody will know where shall I give my zakah, who shall I give my zakah to. And then at the same time, he said that there will be more stinginess, and there will be more qati'atul rahim, more breaking of the ties of kinship. And this, subhanAllah, also occurs. And I always remind myself, and I remind the brothers, if you think back to when your parents came to this country, and some of the elders are sitting here, in those times, they used to work many long hours. And the work was in the factory, and it was hard work for a little amount of money. On top of this, the mother, the wife, she didn't used to work. It was the father who would go out and work and earn that little bit, and the mother would stay home and she would not work. On top of this, they had maybe 5, 6, 7 children living in the same house. They would spend upon the children. On top of this, they would have families in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Yemen, Somalia, and they're also providing for them from that same wealth. On top of this, they owned their own house, they owned their own car. And on top of this, every year, every 2-3 years, they would go to Umrah, and they would go to Pakistan and India, and this is what would happen. And if you compare that time to this time, subhanAllah, nowadays, our wages are much higher, triple, quadruple the amount. The husband works and the wife works, two sources of income. No longer do we have 6 or 7 children, now families are having 2 children, 3 children. There's no family in Pakistan now, they only concentrate on their own selves. Yet despite this, houses on mortgage, cars on finance, phones on contract, this on credit, that on credit, can't afford to go to Pakistan, can't afford to go to do Umrah anymore. And also the breakage of the ties of kinship. One of the elders, he was telling me that when our elders first came to this country, and the wage was only a little, but if somebody needed some money, nobody would say no. They would say that, look, I don't have all the money with me, but I'll sort it out. I'll speak to my friends, I'll take a bit of a loan, £100 from this one, £100 from this one, we'll bring it together, you know, we'll do something for you. Nowadays, nobody's willing to loan anybody any money, and the ties of kinship are broken. And yet we can ring each other like this, and we can text each other like this. And you find days and weeks and months have passed, and a person hasn't spoken to his uncle or his cousin or his brother and sister. Why? I don't have any time. Because these are the indicators of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the final one we mentioned from the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Prophet mentioned Al-Kasiyat al-Ariyat. And this is it, I think it's called a paradox. So when two opposite terms are mentioned, Al-Kasiyat are women who are dressed, Al-Ariyat are women who are naked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that before Yawm al-Qiyamah will be women who are dressed, clothed and naked at the same time. And this is what you see around us. Women wearing clothes, but subhanAllah, as if they're wearing nothing. Al-kasiyat, al-ariyat, mumayyilat, ma'ilat. They themselves entice others, and they are also enticed. And this is the fitna of the time we are living in. To the extent that even some of our Muslim sisters, may Allah guide us and guide them, the hijab which they are wearing is not the hijab. And the jilbab which they are wearing is not a jilbab. So a headscarf over jeans is not called hijab. The meaning of hijab is a veil and a covering. Meaning this hijab, it conceals your beauty. It doesn't flaunt your beauty in front of the people. So this which we see around us, modest clothing, and this is not hijab. Hijab means to conceal and not to flaunt and show. Ala kulli hal, these are some of the minor signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then we'll end quickly by summarizing some of the major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And many of them you know. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed of a man who will come towards the end of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and he will be a righteous ruler, and he will unite the ummah and bring victory to the ummah. And his name will be Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So his first name will coincide with the name of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the name of his father will coincide with the name of the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is better known as Al-Mahdi. And he will bring justice to this earth after a period of oppression and corruption. And he will be from the Quraysh, and he will be from the descendants of Fatima binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa radiyallahu anha. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned Ad-Dajjal. And Ad-Dajjal, every single prophet came and warned their people against Ad-Dajjal. Every single prophet warned their people against Ad-Dajjal. Because the fitna of Dajjal will be the most severe fitna that humanity has ever faced. No other test will be as great or as severe as his test. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, innaha lam takun fitna ala wajhil ard mundu dhara Allah ذُرِّيَّةَ آدَمْ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ مَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ. He said, O people, there will be no fitna upon the face of the earth since the offspring of Adam عليه السلام like the fitna of المسيح الدجال. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا وَقَدْ حَذَّرَ أُمَّتَهُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ. And Allah never sent a prophet except that each prophet warned his people against the coming of Dajjal. وَأَنَا آخِرُ الْأَنْبِيَا, and I am the last of the prophets. وَأَنْتُمْ آخِرُ الْأُمَمْ, and you are the last of the nations. وَهُوَ خَارِجٌ فِيكُمْ وَلَا مَحَالَ, and Dajjal will appear amongst you, meaning this ummah, without any doubt. And the word الدجال, it comes from the Arabic word الدجل. And the meaning of الدجل is deception and trickery and shaitaniya and lying and dishonesty. This is the meaning of Dajjal. And Dajjal is called Dajjal because of the deception which he will have. So he will show people fire and it is water, and show people water and it is fire. And he will make things happen upon this earth which are paranormal or extraordinary. And a Muslim is advised to stay away from that person when he comes. And he will have certain indicators like kafara upon his forehead, and also a protruding eye, and other meanings like this. And also from the indicators of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the major signs is the descent of our Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that every single person has to taste death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul has to taste death. And of course, Isa alayhi salam, he was raised by Allah before death came to him. Bar rafa'ahu Allah ilayh. Rather, Allah raised him. So Allah will send him upon this earth again, and he will come and he will rule the people. And he will rule the people by the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not by his own Sharia. And this shows you the fadl of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam over every other prophet. And that the Sharia of Islam, it is supreme over the other legislations. And he will destroy the crucifix and kill the swine and the pigs, and then also death will come to him. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and interestingly, he has a side point. Isa alayhi salam, he's known as Al-Masih. And Dajjal is also known as Al-Masih. Both of them are called Al-Masih. And this is because the ulama mentioned that the word Al-Masih, it has two opposite meanings. Al-Masih can be used to mean As-Siddiq, and Al-Masih can be used to mean Al-Dalil. Al-Dalil, the one who clearly misguides. And As-Siddiq, the one who will come with truth, with the truth. So Isa alayhi salam, he's Al-Masih, i.e. the Messiah of the truth and guidance. And Dajjal is Al-Masih, i.e. he's the Messiah of misguidance and deception. And also Dajjal was called Al-Masih لِأَنَّهُ يَمْسَحْ الْأَرْضِ, because of how much he's going to travel in a short number of days. He will stay upon this earth for 40 days. And the prophets mentioned that the first day will be like a year of yours. The second day will be like a month of yours. The third day will be like a week of yours. And then the remainder days will be like the normal days of yours. And despite this short amount of time upon this earth, he will travel vast areas and cause much chaos and violence. And also from the signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah, which the Prophet mentioned, is the two tribes, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, who will appear and they will cause corruption upon the earth. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned al-khusufat al-thalath, three instances in which an area of the earth will eat its people up. One in the east, and one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. And also this is a natural phenomenon, it occurs. And they are called sinkholes. And they have occurred. And they also occur in South America, they have occurred. And in different areas they have occurred. And I was checking, they were saying that these sinkholes which occur, they vary in size from 1 meter in diameter to 600 meters in diameter. 600 meters of the earth, all of it swallows the earth up. So it's not an earthquake, it's a swallowing. It is called a sinkhole, and there's other names for it. Also the Prophet mentioned Ad-Dukhan, and the Dukhan is a smoke which will occur. And also Ad-Daba, and Ad-Daba is the beast which will speak. And also the Prophet mentioned one of the final signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is Tulu' al-Shams, is the rising of the sun from the west. And all of these are major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ala kulli hal, the main important lesson that we learn from all of this is that we have to prepare for Yawm al-Qiyamah, and we have to invest in Yawm al-Qiyamah, because our time that we spend upon this earth is only a few years. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we finish with this point, he said أَغْلَبُ أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. He said the majority of my ummah, they will live between 60-70 years upon this dunya. Brothers and sisters, if you take these 60-70 years, the first 10-15 years, you're a child. You're in need of other people. You can't even provide for your own self. So from these 60 years, take away 10-15 years already. And then the last 10 or 15 years, you become old and weak, and you lose your strength. So you're not independent. You're again dependent upon other people. So take another 10-15 years away. So from these 60-70 years, take away 20-30 years when you're also in need of other people. How much are you left with? 30-40 years. These 30 or 40 years, a third of them a person is sleeping. In a day of 24 hours, they say that you need 8 hours of sleep. A third of the day is in sleeping. So from these 30-40 years, take away a third when you are sleeping. What's left? 20 years. And this is your time which is meaningful upon the earth. only 20, 30 years which you have. And the barzakh, how many years will a person remain in the barzakh? Uthman radiallahu anhu, he died 20 years or so after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From that time until this time, he's in his grave. And we don't know how many more years he will live, and that is the barzakh. 20 years in the dunya, meaningful years, and 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years in the grave. And then the akhirah is eternal and forever. So the intelligent person prepares for the akhirah. Like Ali radiallahu anhu said, وَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Be from the children of the akhirah, do not be from the children of the dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an wa amalan salihan wa rizqan tayyiba. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ikhlasa fil qawli wal amal. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ighfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.